This programme was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information.
Welcome to Manawatu Conversations, recollections of the past and sometimes opinions about the future. Today we have with us...
Anne Weir.
Iola Hegarty.
And I'm Stuart Burks. Okay, now Anne, you've spent most of your life in this area, but you've had a fairly varied career and some interesting career choices on the way.
I guess I have. I hadn't really ever thought of it as being particularly interesting. It was just the way it panned out for me in a lot of ways. I left school, went to university. I expected that's what I was going to do, and I did it.
So this was in the late '60s.
I went to university.
So was that normal? Did many of the people your age go, and did many of the girls your age go?
I did go to girls' high school here in Palmerston North, and the majority of girls who stayed on till year 13 did go on to university.
Okay.
So for me, it was probably what I expected to.
So what were the expectations? It was, yes, you'll go to university. Was it, you'll go to university, you'll get married and that's it? Or you'll go to university and this will give you a career? Or
it was, you'd go to university. What was going to happen afterwards or during wasn't really even in the picture.
Okay.
From my perspective anyway.
Yeah. So what about choice of subject?
I didn't really know what I wanted to specialise in. I knew what subjects I was best at school, which were the mathematics and English, and I'd pretty much specialised in sciences.
Okay, so were they, so there was there's some concept that, at least at that time, maybe girls were doing arts and boys more the sciences and maths was more a boys' subject. Was there any of that impression at girls' high?
I didn't get that. The only indication of that was, particularly in the science areas, was in that final year at girls' high school, girls who were doing physics and chemistry travelled by taxi to boys' high school every day to take physics and chemistry.
Oh, because of the labs?
Or
the teachers? The teachers.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
So definitely
Did that mean that girls chose those areas because it was a chance to meet the boys?
No, it wasn't. It was because there were actually very, very few girls who were actually doing it. So definitely we were in the minority.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yep. Okay. So, but you enjoyed the maths and you felt math teaching was good at girls' high?
Yeah, I found mathematics probably fairly easy.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I guess one of the other things I did was, in that final year, the girls who had a spare period and often had to end up semi-supervising classes if a teacher was unavailable on a temporary basis. And I probably quite enjoyed being in front of a fourth form class taking mathematics.
Okay.
So I felt I could
So you were sort of semi-teaching them, you mean? Or
I was supervising them.
They
had set work to do, but
Now, just out of interest then, the maths and science teachers at Girls High, were they women or men?
For me, they were all women.
Okay, yep. You liked maths and so on, and then you went to university. What was your choice at university?
I ended up basing my choice on the fact that a standard bachelor's degree was 3 years.
Yeah.
And I I thought that would do. I was involved with a guy, and I probably didn't really want to spend 5 years studying at university.
And 5 years would have been well, if you, okay. So you considered the possibility of a career as a vet and turned it
down? I did. I was persuaded by a next-door neighbour who was an ex-jockey who told me I was too small, that if a horse leaned on me, it would be not a good idea. So okay. Not good for me. So, yeah. So that's when I decided against doing vet. Food technology was a very new subject area. In hindsight, that probably would have been perfect for me.
Because Massey had only just become a full university by then, hadn't it?
So
there was in the back, even though you hadn't made a choice, there was in the back of your mind the idea that you were likely to have a career through your adult life.
Correct.
So there wasn't so it wasn't the idea you'll get married and be a housewife and so on?
I'd never considered that I would have been a housewife, putting that in inverted commas. I always knew that I would need something more to keep my mind occupied.
So what about your friends then? What I'm thinking of is the current view of the past was like such and such, but you're giving a very different picture, which is seems a lot more like the contemporary view. You grow up, what are you going to do with your life? You have all these options. You're talking as if that was...
Well, for me, that's what I thought there was.
Yeah.
I guess for me, my mother had gone to university and had gone on, although she didn't work when I was still... growing up, she certainly did take on roles later on in life. So for me, I probably had a role model that didn't just involve someone sitting at home and putting dinner on the table.
Okay. Well, what about your friend's parents then, or your friend's mothers?
I probably didn't really...
You don't notice?
I didn't notice what they were doing or not doing, to be honest.
Yeah. Fair enough. So, and now, you were the oldest of...
Four girls.
So did your sisters do something similar to you, or they took very different paths?
My sisters are all graduates of Massey University. They did all take a different route, and they've gone very different ways. They've gone back, and they've had... various careers, apart from one of them, during their lifetime as well.
Yeah. Okay. So you went to university and you were doing
science degree.
You were doing a broad-based science degree.
Correct.
And then what?
I got married in my second year at university.
Why was that? Well, I could possibly imagine that.
Not for the obvious reason.
I wasn't thinking that. But you wanted to leave home. You were in a relationship.
The reason I said not for the obvious reason was because when I went back into the third term, I had changed my name. The immediate glances I got were. Around my middle.
Where's the baby? There was a Welsh comedian. I lived in South Wales for a while. Yeah. A Welsh comedian put out an LP, one of a load of jokes as well as all the songs and things. And one was some old women talking about a girl who got married and not even pregnant. There's posh for you.
So at that stage, I wondered where I was heading, and I was talking to somebody, I can't remember how it was, who suggested it might be an interesting idea, because there was a possibility coming up through, it was a teacher's college, person working at teacher's college, a possibility of a single one-year course coming up after...
After the degree.
Yeah.
Okay. So this was the idea. Someone could have done a degree in whatever subject. 1 year's teacher training would give them a teaching qualification.
Correct.
And that was a very new concept. Experiment at that time.
Concept, yeah. Yes.
So were you the first year of that?
Yes, I was. Okay. I understand I was. When I applied for a college at the end of my second year, I probably actually expected to give up university and do two-year teacher training.
However, so you were going to drop out of your degree, and so why was that? Why were you thinking of dropping out of?
Financial reasons. Teachers' college students.
They pay you. Okay. So, what about your husband? Was he further advanced than you in his degree, or?
He was doing his degree part time while he was at teachers' college.
Oh, okay.
And he was actually by that stage he was a first year teacher in.
He's still a student
when we were married. Yes. So,
okay. Yeah.
But needed the money. So yes.
Yeah.
However, that was when I was offered a teacher's studentship to go back and complete my degree.
Okay.
Because the powers that be thought that they would prefer to have a graduate, particularly a science graduate, coming into the primary school teaching area.
Primary school, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, that would be quite different, wouldn't it? Because I think, was there at that, even now, a lot of primary school teachers tend to steer away from the maths and the sciences.
So this was, Teachers College here was a primary teacher institution. So yes, so it was a 1 year postgraduate primary. I think there had been a 1 year secondary teacher course previously, but this was for primary teachers.
Okay, yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So you finished your degree, you did the year's teacher training.
And went teaching.
Yep. So how was the teacher training? Was that good fun or your first exposure to teaching?
It was intense.
Yeah.
We did a lot of practical work because...
Obviously, in the classroom,
in the classroom,
yeah,
because we were expected, we were expected to keep up with all our the academic work, but we were given the as much practical work in the classroom as both the second and third year students at the time to give us the experience.
Yeah. So there's the idea, as you'd gone through university, you knew how to study and could.
And we had the subject knowledge.
Yeah.
And so what we needed was the teaching,
teaching skills and experience.
And experience.
Yeah. Okay. So, and it was good? You thought it was satisfying?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you went teaching?
Yes.
And were horrified and stopped. Is that right?
No, I really actually enjoyed teaching.
Yeah. What age, kids?
It was primary, obviously. First... Now, those days, standard 3 and 4 was the areas I...
Which is what? 9 and 10?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. And then after 2 years of teaching, my first child was born.
Yeah.
Mm.
Can I just ask that, going back, what was what you were teaching to that age children then? You've got children who've grown up. Was it the same as sort of content as they were given then, or perhaps is given now, if you know that?
I always thought I had a great teacher when I was in Form 1. I had a great mathematics teacher.
Mm.
Probably he inspired me quite a bit.
Okay.
He taught this class the binary system using light switchboard, on-off switches.
Yep, yep.
So I took that into the classroom as a teacher trainee.
Oh, yeah.
And used the light switch on the wall and taught the kids the binary system.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And I like doing things like that
yeah, yeah.
that made kids think
mm.
and hopefully inspired them to learn.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So probably that's why I enjoyed
doing. They'd have found that fun, actually. Yeah.
After my third child was born, I made a decision that I probably would not be likely to go back teaching because she is profoundly intellectually handicapped. And so I was going to need to do something else. I didn't think I could be a teacher 24 hours a day, which is what I thought that would entail.
Can I just ask, though, did you feel that, obviously you had special circumstances then, but did you feel that teaching was a particularly suitable training, career, background or whatever for someone with a family and with young children in terms of the hours or and the term, the holidays and skills with children?
I was already, by this stage, I was also already working on a small farm block.
Okay.
So as a family
as well,
unit, we had a...
Did you grow up on a farm then?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
So by this stage, into cattle breeding and in particular...
With the maths, was it?
Well, I must admit, I did look very seriously at the... Having looked at the mathematical genetics, the breeding aspect of stud cattle and later... pedigree dogs was probably
interesting. Was it a big adjustment then, doing the farming sort of?
No, I'd had a dog since I was 16, and so I'd been used to the idea of having animals around. So, although farming hadn't been part of anywhere. Yeah.
So you could, if you were working during the day, you do the sort of, was there much farm work involved?
Only had a 10-acre block until I had children. So basically I was the, I mean, I was sort of 7 months pregnant when I got a cow into the yards to be AI'd, but so I probably learnt how to be,
I have to go through it, you have to as well.
if I was going to be a farmer, I'd start off small scale, but I didn't consider myself a farmer's wife, put it that way. I was a farmer.
Okay, yeah. But also, I suppose, if you considered vet as a possibility, then...
I'd had an affinity with animals, right through.
Okay. So there's the farming. You decided you weren't going to go back to teaching.
Yeah.
So what then?
Well, I had designed houses, and so I thought I'd go back to...
You had designed houses?
Yes.
Meaning?
I designed a house on for the 10-acre block that we'd purchased.
Okay.
And designed and drawn the plans and contracted
which
that.
Which you just
did. Just did.
Picked up from books or whatever. Okay.
And then also...
So you knew all about building materials and stresses and the engineering aspects? And
not totally, but I'd sort of learnt and I got some advice.
So then I
went and started doing... some construction papers at Polytech, and that was where building technology papers.
Okay.
Just because I thought I'd better start formalising it.
Yeah. Okay. Now again, we're talking now about the 1970s.
Yes.
Were there raised eyebrows?
This was 80s now.
Okay, in the 80s, were there raised eyebrows about this sort
about
of the path you were taking and?
I did get a comment at the end of the year from one of the lecturers that when I first started, he thought I was just a bored housewife filling in time. But he apologised for having had that thought because he realised that I was a lot
more... You're getting into it.
Than that.
Okay.
Yeah. And ultimately, I did get offered a job in the building, in the construction industry, working as an architectural draftsperson.
Yep. Now, why would I think you mentioned there's a, is there a story behind that?
Or? There's a story behind that is because I got the top scholar, top student in building technology at Manawatu Polytech in the, okay. the year.
Yeah.
I was awarded a prize, and having been awarded that, the chair was a owner of a construction company in Palmerston North. They were about to undertake a rather large project in the Manawatu and needed extra pair of hands. And so I started working.
So right place at the right time.
And, yes.
Yeah.
And my youngest child had just started at the special school.
Yeah.
And so meaning that I could...
I
had half time. I could do a half-time job.
And having enjoyed the study, did you enjoy the work?
I did... I'd only drawn on I had actually had a drawing board before. I'd done all my thing on flat paper, but I actually did quite I did enjoy getting in there. I enjoyed going out with the dumpy level and taking measurements for jobs we were about to go and do. So yes.
Okay. And how about the whole work environment? Were you working large teams or fairly individual? Or?
There was a architect and I was the architectural draftsperson. Before I finished, there was one other draftsperson also involved in the... But it was a fairly small team in the office staff.
So the architect would have the general idea and you'd draw up and then they'd tweak it or...
They'd do it. We basically, he would do the things... I was mainly, the main job I would have been doing would have been elevations.
Okay.
And so getting all the elevations onto things. So basically if you're doing a large scale building that you need a lot of windows drawn, so I'd be doing the elevation with all the...
So he'd do the skeleton and you put in the detail, you mean?
So
or
basically
he'd
do the
floor
plan,
plan
and
then you do
the
three
dimensions. Elevations,
Yeah, okay.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
So, and you were doing that for how long?
I think it was 4 years.
Yeah. So, okay.
Late 80s downturn building industry meant that I was made redundant. I'd picked up a couple of extra messy courses by this stage. Because
so you were there. You had a farm.
My marriage had broken up by this stage well.
Yeah.
So that's when I'd taken on the extra messy courses. Marriage breakup.
How old were your children?
My youngest was 8. My son had just started high school.
Okay. Yep.
My oldest son. Yeah.
So you could. Were you working? But you weren't working then, or you were
I was working part-time. I was working half-time at the architectural drafts person.
Okay, working half-time and taking extra courses. And
yeah.
Okay, yep.
That's one.
And so I enjoyed the law courses that I'd been taking. I was taking the law courses at Massey, business law. After I was made redundant.
What made you choose that? That's a bit of a different tack, isn't it? From
we are talking the late 80s. If you consider the economic environment of the late 80s, there was
all the deregulation, market economy,
share market crash.
Yes.
There were some rather complicated legal aspects to the marriage breakup. I won't say any more.
No, okay. Yep. So you thought good to learn a bit about law. Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I then thought I would go back to university and do a accounting degree. Right.
Not right. This is another major shift, isn't it? You're jumping all over the place.
it was probably because my father used to be an accountant, and I'd had done with the law was associated with the accountancy department at Massey.
Okay, yeah.
And so I'd gone and spoke to talk to somebody there about the possibility of doing a business degree, possibly in accountancy. Yeah. And I was persuaded at that point that my best option would be to do an MBA rather than an undergraduate degree.
Yeah, okay. So you didn't want to sort of capitalise on your previous training and experience?
I think I'd moved on. I'd found the whole area with the law and there was bankruptcy proceedings and everything involved in here as well.
Yeah.
I actually found that whole area fascinating.
Yeah.
And it probably reinforced my idea of when I'd first gone to university with my mathematics and the logic of that, that law was possibly, would have been a really good career option for me. And so this had started going around in my...
So you didn't do economics, saying that you put in all this investment in the education and there's something to build on that rather than...
It was the law I'd looked at.
Yeah.
And when I spoke with the people in that department, it was the MBA that they persuaded me to do. And which of course is such a generous. When I did do that, I must admit the areas that I did best in were probably probably accountancy and finance.
Okay, so you ended up with an MBA?
Yes.
Okay.
This is part one of two. Listen next week for part two.
Thank you for listening to Manawatu Conversations. This and other recent programs can also be found on the Manawatu People's Radio website, and a range of programs is also available on the Manawatu Heritage website of the Palmerston North City Archive. The address for that is manawatuheritage.pncc.govt.nz.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.